We call this segment By Leaps and Bounds, Harnessing the Power of Parents in Early Childhood, the Kent County Way, our theme for today. And we're going to talk with a couple of experts in this field of parenting and more when it comes to our little ones and the challenges faced and the good things that we will touch upon. Let me do an in-studio introduction to you, Shanae Edmond-Verley, author of Parenting Skills and Information Asymmetries, Evidence from Home Visits and Next and Text Messages. Good that you are here, Shanae. I have more to say about you.
Thank you. Yes. Glad to be here.
Yes, glad that you are here. And, of course, also doing great things with our Great Start Collaborative of Kent County, Vice Chair, President, and Chief Strategist for the Innovation and Impact Collective. How do you get all that on a business card?
It's quite difficult sometimes.
Good, but thank you for your service. On the line, Ron Ferguson, Dr. Ferguson, author of the newly released book, The Formula, Unlocking the Secrets of Raising Highly Successful Children. Boy, that should be required reading. And of course, you, professor and senior fellow at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, directing the Achievement Gap Initiative, founder of The Basics. Good that you are here, Dr. Ferguson.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Well, let's talk about this topic when it comes to how we are involved locally and certainly nationally and how parents are involved. And Shanae, I want to get right into our conversation. Why is the topic of parents top of mind in Kent County and on the Great Start Collaborative's agenda?
Oh, great question, Shelley. You know, we all know that parents contribute in profound ways to children's success. They're the linchpin. They're the decision makers. They're the first teachers. And, you know, they care most about their children. The nation agrees with this, too. There's been surveys about that parents are critical. And the Great Start Collaborative has always been champions for parent voice and parent leadership. And so we decided that we were going to set a table where we could pull systems players together and parent leaders and really look at how we can deepen our focus and get greater utilization out of our parents in a kind of integrated way and define real solutions. You know, parents want to be confident advocates of their children's success. So we put forth a new vision in Kent County that really says, let's leverage all change agents and let's do it and focus it on literacy. Let's equip all parents and let's capitalize on those early years, because, you know, the brain grows most during the early years. And let's tell parents what matters most. So what we ended up doing was mining the research, thinking the innovations on the national landscape, and guess whose work we ran into? Dr. Ron Ferguson. And we are convinced that The Basics would provide an important framework for our community.
Well, that is your cue, Dr. Ferguson. Would you explain, what are The Basics, and what were the driving forces for its development, if you would?
Well, the impetus, the inspiration, was the fact that skill gaps, cognitive skill gaps between children from different backgrounds, more or less advantaged backgrounds, are fairly stark by the time that they're 2 years old. And when we look into the research, we see that we know quite a bit about the reasons that they're that big, and it has to do a lot with differences in early childhood lived experiences. So what we did, I put together a national advisory committee, and we boiled down the research literature to five principles we call the basics. And the first one is to maximize love and manage stress. When children don't feel emotionally secure as infants and toddlers, there are certain kinds of skills that they don't develop, particularly self-control skills. The second of the basics is to talk, sing, and point. Children can hear at least 3 months before they're born, so they come out of the womb already having started to learn language. We want to build on that by talking to them a lot and pointing at what we're talking about so they can associate words with objects. The third of the basics is count, group, and compare, which lays the foundation for numeracy and mathematics skills. The fourth is explore through movement and play. We want parents to understand that play is not wasted time. Children are discovering things. They're exploring. And if parents pay attention to what their children seem interested in when they play, the parents can get involved, be learning partners, and really make the kid feel welcome to be curious and to interact with their parents around their curiosities. And the fifth of the basics is to read and discuss stories. People know that they should read to their kids, but they aren't that aware that they really should also discuss what they're reading with their children. And with infants and toddlers, it's not even about reading, really. It's really about looking at the pictures and talking with expression and telling a story and having the child react and talk about what they're thinking. So these things, if parents do these things in early childhood, and with parents across all socioeconomic levels, then a higher percentage of our kids are going to arrive at kindergarten ready to go.
Which is, we all know, important. Shanae, what's been the impetus of the driving interest and action here in Kent County around the basics? What's the state of play here?
Yeah, I think that the biggest interest and impetus for us in Kent County is that we have a collective aspiration for our little ones to be succeeding. And it's a measuring stick for all communities. And so the question becomes, how do we weave things together? And how do we do that in a very tight way? And we have some opportunities. There are 44,000 children in our county, if between the ages of 0 to 5. And as we look upstream to third grade, what we see is about 50% of them reading at grade level. That's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so you start to look back and what you see is, 20%, according to the kindergarten readiness assessment, mm-hmm. ready. With another 30-40% that are progressing. So there's real opportunity in this system to improve and to really hear the children's hollow cry. There are nearly 18,000 children in that area that are needing more help. So the state of play really is to make room for innovation and greater impact. And the quintessential question becomes, as a systems designer, is how are we going to mobilize and structure our community to get population level effects? Programs are important, services are important, and there's more room, there's more. And so what we did was we actually launched the basics last year. The uptake was incredible. It really exceeded our expectations. We were able to mobilize over 50 partners. We went into 6,000 homes, if you can believe that. That's incredible. You know, walking the basics in, introducing parents, leaving behind basics learning kits, really doing some pretty power.
Nice.
The partners were integrating, and so we were able to reach a 25% saturation. And so the basics is really serving an important gap.
Ron, you're entering year number 3 in the national rollout of the basics. What's bubbling up and shaping the work?
Well, we're trying to reach parents through lots of different sectors, their doctors, through their librarians, through their ministers, and we are developing materials for each of those sectors. And there's fascinating things happening in libraries. I actually visited Kent County and saw some of the fascinating things that libraries there are doing. We are pushing out text messaging now so that parents can get text messages twice a week from the time the baby is born until they turn 3 years old. That'll be out in the fall more broadly. We're developing a kit that can go in doctors' offices and giving doctors guidance on how to weave the basics into the conversation. We have a national network of cities and towns and counties. It's about more than 30 now around the country, and we call it the Basics Learning Network, where we are learning together. And so we've got quite a bit of momentum, and we think it's important to do it, and we're thrilled that Kent County is on board.
Awesome. Shanae, we've been hearing about the parent empowerment and mobilizing model, the Kent County Way. Where is Kent County headed in its second year efforts here?
Yeah, this is a great question. We're going to go, the saying, we go big or go home. Mm-hmm. And so in Kent County, we're going big, and we're really trying to get to that next level of saturation where this becomes regular practice and routine in our community. And so that parents... That what parents need to do to help their children be successful, it's not a secret. So first you'll see this big campaign, It's not a secret. And then we'll tell them exactly what it is by using the basics to tell them what their children need to know and how they can help. And then we'll focus very strongly on literacy and language. We're asking all of our partners to sign their parents up for text messaging, mm-hmm. and we're going to be pushing that out widely. And then we have a lot of content that we can get to folks, and we can do that not in here and there, but intentional ways. Our libraries, our museums, even our GVSU PBS.
Yes. Oh,
there's
good answer.
So much content there. It's so rich. It's research based, and so that's what we're doing. That will be the regular practice, the Kent County way.
Thank you for that. Last question to you, Ron. What new insights in the research have you uncovered and are curating that would be of interest to our audience?
I think it's not that much about new insights. These are, well, the big insight over the last 15 years has been the importance of back and forth interaction between parents. And there's fairly new research that shows you can actually pick up on brain scans, the difference in brain activity when listening to a story for children who are in homes where there's more back and forth conversation between parents and children. So parents need to know that keeping that conversation going as long as the child wants it to keep going. As soon as the child tunes out, fine, let them go. But as long as the child is interested in keeping that back and forth going, every one of those interactions gives you a little bitty boost in brain development. So I think that is that fact cuts across all the different kinds of interaction we talk about. We want to keep it going, keep our kids engaged. And that applies to school teachers, too.
Dr. Ferguson,
I'll leave it at that.
Yes, thank you. For you, Professor Senior Fellow at Kennedy School of Government, Harvard University, how do we find out more about your work?
Well, you can go to, for the basics, actually just Google my name and put Harvard next to it.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff will come up. Ronald Ferguson, put Harvard next to it, and you'll find the book. People should get the formula, Unlocking the Secrets to Raising Highly Successful Children. That covers the years from birth all the way into early adulthood, and it's a nice complement to the basics.
Thank you for you. Shanae Edmond-Verley, your final word?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find out more from successstartsearly.org and just be ready to jump on board. We're going big in the Kent County way in parent empowerment.
Thank you for you. On behalf of the Great Start Collaborative of Kent County, you, the Vice Chair, President, Chief Strategist for the Innovation and Impact Collective, this, our Kent County way, harnessing the power of parents in early childhood, thanks to our By Leaps and Bounds segment. Thanks to you both.